Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about how the markets closed this afternoon right after this.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
We were lower on all grain futures today, following a perceived to be bearish USDA report this morning. We had corn down 6 3/4 in May at 6.87 3/4. July corn was down 12.5 at 6.36 1/4. September closed down 11.5 at 5.54 1/2. And December corn closed down 12 at 5.29 1/2. Looking at the soybeans, we were negative there as well. May soybeans were down 3 at 14.88 1/4. July soybeans were down 9 3/4 at 13.99. August soybeans were down 10 cents at 13.30. September was down 10 cents as well at 12.54 1/2, and November was down 13.5 at 12.05 1/2. One thing to note about the November is that it held that $12 support level, so that's a little bit of a positive note, even though we were down 13.5. Looking at the wheat, we were down 19 to 20 cents. In Kansas City, July wheat, we were down 20.5 at 7.58 3/4. September was down 20.5 at 7.67, and December, Kansas City was down 20.5 at 7.84 1/2. And then the Chicago wheat was down about 18 to 19 cents overall, with July being down 19 1/4 at 7.04 1/4. And then cotton was a little bit of a weak note today. We were down about $1.44 in July at 86.48, and the December was down $1.19 at 85.82. Part of the reason why we were lower today was this morning's USDA report. It was overall perceived to be a little bit negative. First thing was the winter wheat production forecast for this year, and the hard red winter wheat came in at 768 million bushels. They're looking for about 776. And then all winter wheat came in at 1.486 billion bushels, and they're looking for 1.497. Last year we were at 1.646 billion. So we were a little bit less all across the board there in the wheat production. If you look at the old crop, 2012-2013 ending stocks, wheat came in at 731, the same as last month, but 2 million bushels lower than the average guess of 733. Corn ending stocks for old crop came in at 759. The average guess was 749. So that was a little bit negative. And then soybeans came in at 125 when they were looking for 123. So across the board there, we were just a touch negative. Looking at new crop ending estimates, we had corn at just over 2 billion bushels. They're looking for 1.993 billion. Soybeans came in pretty negative here at 265 million bushels. They were looking for 236, so we were about 29 million bushels over that. And wheat came in at 670 million bushels, and they were looking for 658. So we were a little bit negative across there for the new crop ending stocks. And look at overall world production, we were negative across the board. Ending stocks for new crop was for corn was 154.6. They're looking for 151.7. And wheat came in at 186.4 million metric tons. They're looking for 184.4.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Oklahoma Hereford Association Springtime Registered and Commercial Female and Bull Sale happening this Saturday, May 11th, 12 noon, at Hartley's H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. The sale will include service-age bulls, embryo packages, open heifers, spring pairs, fall pairs, and bred females. For more information, contact Eddie Sims at National Cattle, 580-595-1626. The Oklahoma Hereford Association Springtime Female and Bull Sale Catalog up on the website, nationalcattle.com.
A quick recap: Kansas City May wheat down 20.5 today at 771.5. Chicago May corn down 6 3/4 at 687 3/4. And May soybeans off 3 cents at 14.88. That's your market wrap up. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.